Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Erica. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I need to open a new claim. I think that's what I'm supposed to say.
Okay. Can I have your social?
422-234-807. Happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You said 422-234-807?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can I get you to verify your name and date of birth?
Kenitra Michelle Coleman, 2-18-74.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What's your highest grade you completed?
9th.
And mother's maiden name?
Davis.
Do you have driver's license?
I do.
Okay. What state were they issued in, and what's your driver's license number?
The state is Alabama. The number is 706-1515.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
The bank. Direct deposit, I'm sorry.
Do you have your routing and account number?
Do we have to do it right now?
Oh, I can apply you for the benefits card, but once we get done, you can go in there and change your routing information.
Oh, okay. Yeah, do that. Let's do that.
Okay.
Please.
Can I get you to verify your mailing address?
25 Meadowlawn, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35401.
Is your home address different from your mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No.
And can I get you to verify your phone number?
205-756-5852.
Okay. I have your mailing address as 25 Meadow Lawn, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35401.
Yes.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question 1. Which of the following professional licenses have you ever held? Anesthesiologist, licensed professional counselor, occupational health, radiology physician, or none of the above?
Neither.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 14096 South Roster Road, 2108 12th Avenue, 3416 3rd Avenue, 51 East.
Yes.
3416.
Third. Yes, ma'am, 3rd Avenue.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1994 Sentra, a Nissan Sentra, a 1995 Volkswagen, a 1998 Pontiac Transport, a 2002 Chrysler Intrepid, or I have never been associated with any of these vehicles.
Can you say the first two again?
A 1994 Nissan Sentra, or a Nissan Sentra?
Yes.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
Yes.
You do.
Wait, what is that? I'm sorry.
Trade readjustment allowance.
No, I didn't receive that.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
No.
And your last day worked?
Yesterday.
The 13th?
The 13th, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Yes.
Which one, school or training?
School.
And what days and hours do you attend school?
Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
From what times?
9 a.m. to 12 noon.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
And what's your last job title?
Cleaner. Door dasher, ma'am. You talking about the new job that I didn't on my last claim file? The newest.
Which one are you filing for unemployment for?
Okay. I'm a door dasher.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
In the name of your last employer?
Betty Townsend.
You said Betty Townsend?
Uh-huh.
Was it under another name?
It was just caregiving position I was doing. And also the door dashing.
The door dash is what, that was at your recent employer?
Yes. I don't know any other name or anything for it.
You don't have the address.
No.
What city and state was your work performed in?
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Just a moment, I'm trying to find the address.
Okay. Thank you.
And the zip code for Tuscaloosa is, ma'am?
35401.
Okay. Why is it not letting me add it in?
Ma'am.
Is there a different address on your check stub from the DoorDash?
Oh, no, ma'am. 25 Meadowlawn, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. It goes direct deposit, though.
You said, okay, it's 25.
Yes, ma'am. 25 Meadowlawn, that's one word.
Lawn is L-A-W, right? L-A-W-N. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. It's one word, though. Meadowlawn is one word.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, and do you have a phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
205-756-5852.
Remember your start date?
Let's just say 3 weeks ago. From Thursday this week. The first week of January. I mean, the last week in January.
So you would say Monday, January 31st?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay, and why are you no longer working here?
No, I am working here. That's DoorDash we talking about?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I am working here. I just started and I'm still working there. And the one before that, I'm still working it too, but it's a caregiver position. I don't know why I have to do this, but in my claimant portal, it says that I have to reopen a new claim.
This is the process of opening a new claim?
Yes, ma'am. So did I answer it right?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, just bear with me 1 second. I'm trying to make sure I put it in right.
Okay. Yeah, but it's gonna be now I'm on with employment, and so when I get off the gym, I'm gonna run. I still do it though. Yeah. I'm working for it.
Were you hired to work part-time only?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Okay, do you remember your PIN?
4807 or 01-something.
Do you need to reset it?
Yes, we can.
Okay. And the easiest way to remember your PIN, it'll be the last two digits of your social and the last two digits of the year you were born. And your PIN is 0774.
0774. I knew it was.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers. You have pen and paper?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or log in at Alabama, spelled all the way out.
Mm-hmm.
Works, W-O-R-K-S, dot Alabama, okay. Spelled all the way out, dot gov.
Okay.
And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You mm-hmm. must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama, spelled all the way out, .gov. If you file by telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is
1-800-752-7389. Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call our inquiry line at
1-800-361-4524. Okay.
Okay, Ms. Coleman, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. Thank you, and have a good day and happy Valentine.
You do the same. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.